April 4th. I'm your host today for Friday, April 4th. My name is Dr. Christine Lamy, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today, we are seeking God to raise up champions of peace by His Spirit. So again, I say good morning and welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Christ. Am I being heard? Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
This is Friday, April the 4th. Praise the Lord. We are on Global Time with Christ. I would be your host for the next half an hour or so. My name is Sister Christine Lemay, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you on this line this morning. You are welcome to join us with your praise report, your prayer request, and for us to have a blessed half an hour in the name of Jesus. Today we are seeking God to raise up champions of peace by His Spirit. And the scripture for today is taken from Isaiah 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And we are praying today for God's Spirit to rest on us, that His peace would be with us, and that we would be champions, and that He would raise up champions of peace for His kingdom. So we're going to pray right now, thanking God for this day, thanking us for raising us up as champions and to help us to walk us in His name. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, thanking you and praising you, thanking you, Lord, for giving us the strength, giving us the wisdom, giving us the knowledge, and given us the fear of your love, Lord. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we would rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for our health, for our strength. We thank you for bringing us through the night and keeping us safe to see the morning light. And as we go forth today, Lord, I pray and I ask that your peace reign over us, within us, and through us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today we are praying on behalf of Europe. We are still praying on behalf of Europe and Central Asia. And the countries we are praying for today is Romania, Russia, St. Marino, Serbia, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, and Sweden. These are the countries in Europe and Central America, Asia. We are also seeking God for judges and law enforcement. We're praying for the wisdom, principle, patience, and gentle authority for physical and emotional protection, for strength and blessing for their families, that they will become agents of God's hand to resist evil and bring an environment in which heaven's justice can increase. Our best effort to make peace are as lasting as sandcastles against the tide. Put your spirit of peacemaking power upon us, or upon all of us people. the same spirit that empowered the work of Jesus. Give us the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord so that many will know and be known by God. May they walk in the joyous awe that is the fear of the Lord. Give us the spirit of counsel and strength that we might bring healing by our words and impart spiritual stamina for others to preserve in hope. Give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding so that many will grasp your ways and walk in your light. Be lavish with your spirit. Make us champions of change. Make us mighty in meekness to wage your peace so that our city takes on the flavor of your coming kingdom. And Matthew 5:9, read, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. This morning, we know that all, not only in North and not only in America, but all over the world, all over the country, that the more we call for peace is like the more turmoil and war and senseless killing, evil and just things that are not causing peace. The more we talk about peace, is like more turmoil exists. And we know that the peace that we are looking for is the peace that could only come from God. We of ourselves cannot champion peace. So this morning I would like someone to raise up the law enforcement of the country of North. We know that we have, some of us have relatives that are in the military, that are in the law enforcement. Some of us have children that are in the law enforcement community. So we would like someone to lift up. Right in our congregation, we have Brother Mike Walker and his wife who are part of the law enforcement of North New Jersey. So we would like to, then I know Sister Michelle has a son who is in the law enforcement, I think. I'm not sure, but I know in our congregation in the North Gospel Tabernacle, we have children, we have relatives who are part of the law enforcement in some form or the other. So I would like someone to lift up the law enforcement of the country, of the nation, of the world in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
Lord,
you,
we come
Jesus.
Before you, Father, with your strength and the power of our own. But because, Lord, that we know that you are the Almighty God, Father, we turn to you, God, with all of our requests. Lord God, we lay our hearts before you because we know that with you alone are all things possible. We thank you for raising us up even on this day. God, as we come before you, Father, in this brand new day, we thank you that you've allowed us this awesome privilege, Lord God, that we are alive and that we can come before your throne of grace. God, we come humbly before you, Father, and we ask you, Lord God, this morning, for forgiveness of our sins, God, because we recognize that we fail you, we fall short, Lord God, each and every day in thought, in word, and in deed. God, we ask you to forgive us as we approach your throne, Lord God. We approach it with the fear of the Lord because of your might and your power. Oh God, we ask you to cleanse us once again and make us whole in you, Christ Jesus. Father, give us your righteousness, Lord God. Purge us, Lord God. Cleanse us from all our iniquities and make us, Father, how you want us to be, Lord God. Bind our will to yours in the name of
Jesus, Lord.
For this day, oh God, we are not our own this morning. We were bought with the price. We were purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And all of our debts, Lord God, are paid by his sacrifice. So we say hallelujah to the Lamb that redeemed our lives. Oh, God, today, and because you redeemed us not for ourselves, Lord God, but unto you, oh, God, and you called us, Father God, and you called us, Lord God, to tell us to pray one for another.
Oh, God,
we pray and we lifting up all of the men and the women that are in the law enforcement agencies and the judges, Lord God. Oh, God, of the judicial system, Father God, those that are making the laws of the land all over the world. Oh, God, we pray that you give them your wisdom, Lord God. We pray, oh, God, that you principle them in patience and in gentle authority. We pray, oh, God, today that you give them your physical and emotional protection. We pray, oh, God, for strength and blessing, not only for them, Lord God, but for their families, because of many times, oh, God, their families watch them leave to go to work, and they are in hope that they will come back again safely to them because of the different challenges that might arise on their jobs. Oh, God, today we think of those that are in the military, that their families, oh, God, don't see them for months, for weeks and months, and sometimes even years. Oh, God, today we pray that you strengthen their families, oh, God, that the marriages, oh, God, don't break down because of the separation. Oh, God, but that they would look to you to keep them, Father God, and to guide them, to hold their marriages together, to hold their families together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that they will become agents for God's hand to resist evil even as they go out to work. Oh, God, so that you would give them, Lord God, whatever it is that they need, Lord God, to fight against, because we know it is not just the person that do these wrong, God, but it's the evil spirits that is in them. So, God, today we pray that you give them your sense of perception, oh, God, your divine perception, Lord God, to fight and resist the evil and to bring an environment in which heaven's justice can increase, Lord God, here, right here on earth. Oh, God, we pray a hand of protection upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that you give them insight, that, Lord God, they look to you, Father God, those that are not saved, Father God, because we know that there are many that are saved that are in the law enforcement, but, God, those that are not saved, Father, that they would find it in their heart to look to you, oh, God, and recognize that you are Lord God Almighty, that you are the greatest judge, that, Father God, you are the greatest law enforcer. Hallelujah, God, and they would look to you to teach them what they need to be able to do their work, to carry out their work with the ability that they should have. Father God, plant those, oh, God, that are saved. Let them know, God, and right where they are planted, they're there for a purpose, so that they can expand through their lifestyle, their godly lifestyle. Others may feel the love of God and know the love of God. I think of, God, those that are prison officers, oh, God, also they are in the law enforcement, and they can minister to the prisoners, oh, God, because they have the knowledge of Christ, oh, God, in them. I pray, Father, that they're able to not abuse their authority, Lord God, but to with gentleness and kindness towards these inmates, Lord God, that they will be able to speak a word to them in the name of Jesus. God, a prayer will be done even in the judges and in the law enforcement agency, and let your will alone be done in them and through them. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. The line is open for anyone who has a praise report or prayer request that we can take to the Lord in prayer. We can magnify and glorify God for answered prayer and for what he is doing on this prayer line, you're free to do so now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Then we will go on. And I would like to pray for these countries, Russia, Romania, Santa Marino, on behalf of as the Psalm said, blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Psalm 106, verse 3. Is there anyone with a praise report or a prayer request? Okay.
Sister Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Sister Florence. It's such a blessing to hear your voice. Good morning.
I just want to thank everyone that prayed. And Sister Christine, when you, I think it was a week or so ago, you had, the Lord had dropped in your spirit by someone by the name of Andrea.
Yeah.
If you remember. Well,
yeah,
when I said there was my oldest grandson.
Yeah,
and
I want to
thank God for you mentioning or bringing it forth, and thank God for everyone on the prayer line, and thank God for Pastor and everyone that prayed for him that day. Now, that same day, he went for a job in Greystone, the mental place. He had got called out there for an interview. But that didn't pan out. He was discouraged. And that same day, the word came forth to you about him. And he was discouraged. And, you know, when he filled out the application, and at the end of the application, you know, because it's a state thing, and if you have any kind of arrest record, they won't hire you. So he got discouraged about that. But behold, and thank God for the prayers, he has a job. He got called.
Thank you, Jesus.
He got called to a job in Patterson working for the sanitation department. So I thank God for the prayers, and I thank God for everyone that prayed for him. And we've prayed many times for young people and everyone that didn't have a job. And then we were praying for young men, too. So he's a young man. He's the age of 27 and trying to turn his life around. And I thank God that for the prayers of the saints and the pastor and everyone on this line, that now he's hopefully and pray that he will stick with it, that he got a job now. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
On the road, which was another burden. Need to help him get his car on the road, and so he can have a way to get to Patterson, because, you know, it's difficult for buses, and special early in the morning, you know, the sanitation, you know, starts early. So, I mean, there were times that he had to get up that the bus wasn't, you know, running at that hour to get there, because sanitation is an early morning thing. But thank God that he's on his way, and hopefully he'll stick with it. We pray that he stick with it, and, you know, that he, you know, this is a stepping stone for him now. He's been through many things, and, you know, he's, in other words, he's trying to get his act together. And thank God for you guys and everybody that prayed for him. God bless all of you. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Florence. And this is what the prayer line is about. And we know that we have prayed. Sometimes you pray and you ask God, and most of us, it is human nature that we want it to happen right away. Lord,
right.
I pray, as soon as I open the door and I go outside, that prayer must be answered. But I once heard a speaker said, when you pray, God say no sometimes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean no now, no not now, no never.
Mm-hmm.
It just means no, not right now. And then sometimes when we pray, he say go, and we have to ask him, go when, go where,
Amen.
And then sometimes when we pray, he said, slow, which means slow down, wait, be patient, seek me some more, praise me some more. So, but in human nature, that we want things right away. You want something, you pray and you ask for it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to learn that sometimes we have to, he say no, he say go, and he say slow. And I have, within the years, even within the year of this prayer line, I have learned how to slow, how to listen to no, and how to wait and go. And that's what we have, this prayer line, I know for me, has strengthened my prayer life. It has taught me so much. Then sometimes when you pray, or you're going to pray, you hear God say something, you have to listen, you have to pray and stop and listen for what he's saying. And I have experienced and observed that most of the time, sometimes on my job, I would just take a quiet moment and say a prayer, and God will put somebody in my spirit. And at first I used to just ignore it and like, okay. But now I have learned that when he puts somebody in my spirit, or he put a name in my spirit, sometimes I don't know who it is. He might just bring a name. And I would just start to pray. I say, Lord, whoever this person is, or wherever they are, I don't know who this person is, but whoever name is, Andre, or whoever name is Florence, whoever, Lord, I ask. And that is what we have to learn to do. Pray, slow down, wait, listen, and most of the time he will direct you who to pray for and what to pray for. Sister Florence, I'm so glad to hear that your grandson, I didn't even know you had a grandson named Andre. I just kept hearing this name, Andre. And
he's so glad that I obeyed
God and was bold enough to voice it. We would like to pray for him that God will bless him and keep him and preserve him, turn his life around. Sister Florence, would you like to do that? Pray for Andre and all the young men that we know, even those that we don't know, that is seeking God, that is looking for jobs, that God will keep them and lead them to the right jobs.
Yes, oh God. Oh Lord, thy God, how excellent is your name over all the earth. Oh God, we just thank and praise you for this opportunity to come into your presence, oh God, and make our request known. Lord God, we lift up my grandsons, all my grandsons, and everyone that has sons or grandsons or whoever, oh God. We lift them up before you right now, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank and praise you because you are God all by yourself. Oh, God, I was encouraged, oh, God, when Christine had mentioned about she prayed so much for her brothers, her and her sisters, for years and years and years. That just give us to give me encouragement to continue to pray and pray with ceasing. And you said pray without ceasing. So we'll continue to pray and you will move. It might not be when we want it, but you are always on time, oh God. And we lift up every young man, oh God, the ones that in our neighborhoods, the ones in our families. I lift them up to you right now, oh God. Prick their hearts and let them bring them to their knees. Let them realize that they need you in their life. They've tried everything. They've tried drugs. They've tried gangs and everything. And nothing is working in their lives to encourage them. Lord, I bring them all them before you right now, oh God, that you would prick their hearts and let them realize that they need you in their lives. And I pray for the ones that seek an employment, oh God, that you would open up to those that no man would close, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for all the ones that we know about and ones that we don't know about, oh God. Not only just in our neighborhood, excuse me, not only just in our country, but all the young men of the countries that we've been praying for on this prayer line, Lord. Especially the young men in these places of Romania, Russia, San Maria, all the different countries of the Europe and the Central America, all the young men in those countries, oh God. We just bring the young men before you, oh God, that need open their heart, transform their mind, prick their mind, let them be transformed by the renewing of their mind. If they get up the right mind of you, let that mind be in them as is in Christ Jesus, and they will go forth and be, the young men that you call them to be, the young husbands, young fathers, or whoever you call them to be, oh God. They will be the men that you call them to be, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them pick up the spirit like Timothy was a young man, and when David was young, oh God. Let them get those spirit of the our forefathers that they would do what you call them to do, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them all the... We give you all the glory and honor, oh God, that you so rightly deserve. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, oh God, in order we thank you that we have this opportunity to come together in your name and make our request known. And you said the prayers of the righteous prevaileth much, oh God, and we just thank you that we have this opportunity to bring our children before you. Bring our sons before you and everyone that's involved in this prayer line, their families, and cover them with your precious blood, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And oh God, we just give you all the praise and glory and honor that you so rightly deserve. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do we have another one with the praise report or prayer request? We have a couple minutes still.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Good morning. I'm hearing you.
Good morning. This is Tammy Khalil. How are you?
Tammy. Good morning. Yes. Tammy is on the line. Good morning, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Good morning.
It is so good to hear your voice. For a moment, I thought it was you, but I was waiting to hear you say it was you.
Yes, it's me. Oh, I thank God for this right now and being able to, talk today in a clean and sober way. I'm in recovery now for drug addiction.
Thank you.
I feel great, and I want to really say thank you to my Christian family, because if it wasn't for me stepping into North Tabernacle, my life would have went another way.
Thank God.
I met some inspired people and warm and loving people there, and I really thank God for that. I just want to say that I love you all. I miss you all. And in God's will, I'll be back around soon. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Tammy, we love you, and we are praying every day for you. We pray every day for you on the prayer line. I know Pastor will be blessed hear that you are on the prayer line this morning. You continue being strong, continue being encouraged. We heard good things, good news that you're carrying on a prayer group there. You just stay strong in the Lord and remember that He would never leave you nor forsake you. Even in your weakest moment, He is there. It's so good to hear your voice, Tammy. I've been thinking about you every day.
Thank
God that He's doing a new thing and He's not finished. He would complete what He started. You are going to be a walking miracle. You are going to bring souls.
Amen.
You are going to be a
are forced to be reckoned with.
Be reckoned with, Robosha.
When God is sitting by me, and I thank God for answered prayer. And we will continue praying for you.
Yes, thank
you. We love you.
Love you.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for. And this is what it's about. We know that this prayer line was ordained for what it is doing, for saving souls and for deliverance and for praying for peace. And we thank God this morning for giving Pastor the vision to start this prayer line and the boldness to start this prayer line. We are celebrating our year on the air, and God has been good. God has answered so many prayers. God has brought so many friends here and abroad together.
Thank you, Lord.
If there's any more prayer support or prayer requests, the line is still open. We still have a few minutes.
Sister Christine.
Yes, Sister.
I just want to, is Tammy still on the line?
Tammy?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to, and I speak for all of us young old ladies on the prayer line, we just wanted to encourage you to start your program. Don't get discouraged. Yes. Because we see and we feel what God is doing in your life right now. So don't get discouraged. And the program will be over soon, and you'll be back in the midst with us soon. I know you said it was about 3 months or something.
Yes, 3 to 6 months.
But about 3 months, the program you're in now. Look, just stick with it. I'm encouraging you to stick with it and believe in God. And you'll be back with, and we just can't wait till you get back with us again, okay?
Yes.
Just stick with it. Don't get upset. Don't get discouraged with it. Just hang in there, and God will see you through all of this, and you'll come out like pure gold, honey. He's taking you through the fire, but you won't come, you'll come out not smelling like smoke.
Yes.
So good to hear from you.
God bless
you. Yes, it is.
And
we are praying for you, Tammy.
Yes, we are praying for you. We can't wait to see you and to hear all of your good report. We love you with the love of Christ, and we just pray that you will stand strong and don't let anything or anyone shake you. We just pray, keep praying, pray for yourself and pray for the others like you've been doing, and know that the Lord is with you. He promised that he will never leave you, nor he will not forsake you. And he promised that he will continue to hold you up. Yes, he will. And his promises are yea and amen. God bless you. God bless you. We're so happy to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, would someone pray with her before she gets up to prayer line?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
We praise you. We bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your name on high, God. You are Almighty God, Father God, and you love us with an incomparable love. And we know today, Lord God, that our sister Tammy is loved by you, Father God,
yes,
that you're caring for her, that you're holding her in the palm of your hand. This morning we declare that she's the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. She's above and not beneath. That no weapon shall prosper in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we thank you, Lord God, that you will speak to her, Lord God, even in the still watches of the night. Father, that you will give her dreams and visions. Father God, and throughout the day that you will be with her, she will feel your presence. She'll feel this awesomeness, and she will just know that it is you that is with her. Father, I pray that you strengthen her. Continue, Lord God, to hold her up. Yes, Lord God, give her mind. Continue to give her mind to love and to serve you. Yes, Lord God, and just shower her with your blessings because of the effort and desire in her heart. Oh, God, to make herself a new, begin to walk in this newness, Lord God, that you have presented her with. Father God, today you presented her, and she's just anxious, Lord God, to walk in it. And Father, we are so amazed and awed
of what you are doing in her and through her, Lord God, and we thank you for her. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise your name, Father God, and her
yes,
behalf. We stand with her. We stand with her this morning,
Lord
God.
Yes, Lord.
Her, Lord God, and the good work that you've begun in her, that you are able to complete it, Father God. So we just thank you. We praise you, and we bless your holy name. And we know, Lord God, that your peace that passeth all understanding, that you're leaving it with her to rest and abide in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Tammy, and we hope to hear from you again.
Yes.
Okay. Now we go into prayer for on behalf of this country, Father. We come before you in the name of Jesus, bringing these countries: Romania, Russia, San Marino, Siberia, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, and Sweden. Father, we speak peace. You know of the turmoil. We know of the turmoil that some of these countries are experiencing, Father, and we lift them up before you this morning.
Yes,
speaking peace, the peace that passeth all understanding, the peace that can only come from you. Father, we lift up the governments and the law enforcement of these countries, Lord, that they would, that you would give them the wisdom, the patience, the gentle authority, Lord, physical and emotional protection for strength. Bless the families that are experiencing the outcome of the war, the outcome of the unrest, the outcome of the violence that takes place in these countries, Lord. Father, we ask that your spirit prevail, that you will put men and women to raise champions of peace by your spirit, Lord, that they will do what does save the Lord by the people, by the country, that they would do what you want them to do and not what they want to do. That, Lord, that you would give those in authority the heart of righteousness, the heart of holiness, that they will rule these countries in the right direction, in the right way, that they would seek you first, Lord. Because you promised that if the builder builds without you, he's building in vain. Father, and we got to build in you. We bring the children of these countries before you, Father, because the most affected one are the children. And we bring the children before you, Lord, that you would give them peace and joy that could only come from you, that you would help, Lord, the parents, help these children, that some of them doesn't have school, some of them doesn't have homes that they could call a home. Some of them live in tents, Lord. We ask, Lord, that your spirit reign over this country, your spirit reign over this government, that they would do the right thing for your people in this time, Lord, and that your spirit take control. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would also like to pray for families, that we would ask God that families that have conflicts and that family that is torn apart because of family feud and because of racial tension. I would Father, I pray and I ask that your people, that you will bring reconciliation and grace into families, into workplace, in the neighborhood. Father, that you will install hope and restoration for relationship in family, Father, where there's racial tension in family, in our community, in the nation. Lord, I ask that you bring peace even in our church family, in our family congregation at North Gospel Tabernacle, that you will bring unity, Lord, that we as the believers will work together in unity. Father, I pray restoration for marriages, Lord, that you will restore marriages, that you will provide counseling, godly counseling for marriages, for family relationships. Father, where there's conflict and turmoil and feud between family members, Father,
I ask that you bring peace and that they seek you, Lord, to restore and to rebuild and to bring back the love that you created for family. Father, I lift up the children of these families because, again, it's the children that are most affected, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you will bring wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and you will place godly counsel for families, godly counsel for marriages, that even in the church, Lord, that you will rise up godly counselors and godly ministers to minister to these families, to minister to these marriages, Lord, that your peace will reign, Lord, and that your understanding and your counseling would be for your kingdom, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Yeah. If there's any more praise report or any more prayer requests, we have a few more minutes that we could lift up someone or praise God for what he's doing. I thank God for what he's doing on this prayer line because, you know, sometimes you get on a prayer line and you wonder, but I know and I have seen and I have been on the prayer line every day since the prayer line started, and I have seen the growth. I have seen what God is doing, and he has placed in my spirit that a lot of souls will be saved, a lot of family will be restored, a lot of marriages will be restored, our children will be blessed. I am so grateful and thankful for this prayer line. I look forward every morning, and this has become like just something to look forward to first thing in the morning. And after I get on this prayer line, I know that my day will be victorious. So, on this note, I would like to thank God for Pastor. I would like to lift up Pastor and Sister Gregory in prayer. As I come to you this morning, lifting up Pastor Aubrey Gregory and Sister Elizabeth Gregory in prayer this morning. Father, you see and you know everything. I thank you for you giving them the life, giving them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, giving them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, giving them the desire that no matter what it looks like, to continue serving you and to continue praising you and to continue lifting your name up in prayer. Father, I thank you for you giving Pastor the courage and the boldness to always come forth with what you want him to do and what you want him to see. Father, give him the courage to continue doing it, the courage to continue voicing your vision, Lord, the courage to be bold and to be non-compromising when your word is concerned, Lord. Father, I pray that you continue giving him that non-compromising spirit. That's what he believes in, that when you say may is may. Father, I thank you for keeping him and watching over him. Order his footsteps as he goes forth today, Father, in whatever you have for him to do. I pray that you give him the strength, you give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, and that you strengthen Sister Liz standing at his side, Lord. That you give her the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to go where you want her to go, when you want her to go, Father. I thank you, Lord, for providing for their every need. I thank you for protecting them out there when they go out in your name, Jesus. I pray that you will strengthen him. Fill his cup one more time, running over, Lord. Restore the virtue that he poured out to us and to others, Father. Restore it 100-fold, Lord. Give him the strength, Lord. Strengthen his body.
strengthen his knees, Lord, that has given him that problem, Father. I pray that you strengthen those knees, strengthen his joints.
Okay.
Take his mind, Lord, and let it be constantly on you, Father. When he is in awe of what to do, Father, bring back your words to his remembrance.
Yes.
It has him to study to show himself approved, Lord. And I know that he would not forget to give you the honor, give you the glory. Father, I pray that he go out today in whatever endeavor he has to do, Lord, that you go before him, that Gregory decrease and you increase. When he talks, Holy Spirit, let it be you speaking through him. And Father, I know that he won't forget to give you the glory, the honor, and the praises. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his wife, Lord. And we thank you for now, God, for his tabernacle, that you will take it, Lord, from strength to strength, that we would come together in unity to stand with him, to bring your kingdom to this city of Nork, to seek souls for your kingdom in this city of Nork. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord, what I fail in asking, fail not in granting it unto us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity. And I would like to leave everyone with a benediction. And the benediction for today is taken from Jude chapter 22. No, Jude chapter
1.
1. Verses 24, right? Jude chapter 1, verses 24 to 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you, and I thank you again on behalf of Pastor Gregory, Pastor Aubrey Gregory, that you would join us at 7:30 this evening again to fellowship and to come forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and peaceful day, everyone. Shalom.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Have
a blessed day. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Walk with the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Each and every one of you today.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Christine. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.